I'm about to introduce you to Jeneil Wright. Jeneil is the young man who a couple of weekends ago hosted a party that went viral. The whole world watched a video from a young lady named Tink Purcell. We played the audio of Tink. Tink was the young lady who had a camera phone. She's live streaming it on her smartphone. And it's about 20 minutes of what this party is like. And there's nothing untoward at the party, right? There's a bunch of people crammed into a house. There's music, some dancing. People are drinking and socializing. And that's it. It would be nothing except it happened during the pandemic. And it was at the home of Chicago firefighter, whose son used the property to host a party. And afterwards, in his defense, he said he wasn't sure that this whole coronavirus thing wasn't a bit of a hoax. He didn't think that they'd been given a lot of information about social distancing. Jeneil Wright is on WGN. Jeneil, it's John Williams, and you're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Is that a fair description of what was going on there?
That is a fair description.
And I read in the Sun-Times and Tribune, I also read the Tribe story about you. TheTribe.com is a local Chicago-based newspaper as well that maybe you don't know about. But anyway, they said that you guys just weren't up to speed. You hadn't been given a lot of information about this. Is that still your position?
No, I'm educated on it now.
But at the time, when you were talking to the papers, you said you didn't think that you'd seen much information about social distancing and stuff.
That is correct. That is correct, sir.
See, now, some of us find that hard to believe, Jeneil. Like, I don't know what websites you go to or how you get your news, but this is a global pandemic. How can you tell me? How did you tell your mom that you didn't know about social distancing, that party was a bad idea?
Well, my mother had been telling me about the coronavirus, but me being young, I didn't listen, and I'm very apologetic for that, and I do apologize to everyone about that. It was a bad call. It was a mistake I made. I'm paying for it now. I'm trying to turn it around and basically right my wrongs of me making the mistake I did by trying to become a COVID-19 activist. And basically trying to share awareness in my community and hopefully the world about this virus.
What did your mom say? What was the conversation like with you and your mom when she found out?
Oh, boy. it's been touch and go. With my mother is like my best friend, and she's also my mother as well. But we have that good chemistry and good, you know, relationship together. But, yeah, she's been really mad at me. She hadn't been speaking to me for a couple of days, but when we did speak, it was basically, you know, trying to tell each other that, you know, we're going to come from under this and we're going to be okay after a while. But
she did not know about the party?
No, she didn't know about the party. I did it on her 24-hour shift.
So she's working at the fire department. What is this? She 24 on, 48 off like that?
Yes.
So you kind of snuck in through the party. How many people were at the party?
Well, it was supposed to be 10 people, but then 10 people wound up calling 10 other people, and that 10 called the other 10 people, and before I knew it, it was out of control.
Were you nervous then at the time or upset? What were you thinking when people kept streaming in?
I was nervous and upset. And I don't mean to laugh, but I was basically shocked at how many people actually showed up to this event.
Did you try and shut it down? I mean, how did that go?
I tried to shut it down. By the end of the night, it happened to be 12, and the police met me there once I was trying to close it down. So it was coming to a close, and they knocked on my door and had to basically tell everyone to evacuate the premises.
They said in the paper, Jeneil, that where the party was being held is the zip code with the highest incidence of COVID-19. Do you know how everybody is feeling that went there? Did anybody have it? Was it spread there?
I spoke with a majority of them. Everyone's doing good. Everyone's doing well. I did urge them to all go get tested. A handful of my friends did. They're doing well now. I'm still touching bases on everyone who went to the party. I'm trying to basically get a head count, but I don't I don't know everyone that went to the party.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying to touch bases on people that know them and trying to urge everyone to get down there and get tested for corona.
That's making you an amateur contact tracer in that case. Did you get a test? Did you test negative?
Yes.
Has your mom been tested?
Yes.
Do the firefighters get tested regularly? Do you know how often she gets tested?
What I do understand about that, they do get tested regularly because they have to go to medical and basically see if they're okay, you know, to work in this pandemic and work in this type of
environment. Yeah, I mean,
the environment we're going through. I'm sorry about that. I got a little cold for words.
Well, I'm trying to think too, because yeah, technically, I'm not exactly sure how this goes, but in theory, maybe your mom would have had to then take off for 14 days to self-quarantine if she thought she was in contact with somebody that had the virus. Maybe she gets tested, she's negative, so that doesn't apply, but I could see where she would have been really upset with you. The mayor was...
Definitely.
And then I guess you saw some of the news coverage too, huh?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did.
Yeah. I was reading in The Tribe. Did you see the story that you and I were talking about off the air today?
I briefly got to look at it, but I didn't get to see all of it because my phone wound up dying and I was basically on the way home from work.
You work as a security guard, do you?
Yes, sir.
So LaShawn Ford, the state representative, posed the following question. As a government, are we looking to help them, meaning young people on the South and West Side, after what we saw in the video? He says these are the very same people that have been disrespected by the government, the police, the school systems they attend. Now they are saying that we expect them to do better now that we've failed them in the city of Chicago. Not only has Chicago failed them, but it has failed their parents and grandparents. They quote a black journalist, fellow Chicagoan, and MTV news host, Domiti Pongo, who's a friend of ours here. Domiti used to do news with me on Saturdays at WGN Radio. Domiti says he believes that the news media isn't reaching young black Chicago during this pandemic. Domiti said, we have to think about what the news looks like to different people. When you turn on the news, when it's talking about the black community, it's normally in a negative light. When you look at something that doesn't represent you, doesn't speak to you, after a minute, you begin to disengage. This is something that happens over time as we grow up and consume content and don't see ourselves represented. So Domiti, and this story is kind of critical of the way the news media is reaching out to young black people. How old are you, Janiel?
I'm 26 years old.
26 years old. I don't know. Do you have any comment on what Domiti was saying in that story?
I do agree with him. I fully agree with him because a lot of people in our city and a lot of people in my community, we're basically, there's a disconnect with that.
The woman who took the video said that the party was to honor a couple of friends of yours who were shot. Is that correct?
Yes, it was a memorial for my two deceased friends that were slain due to gun violence.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah, 2018.
I suppose some people would say you guys picked the wrong time to remember them, right? This is something that should have happened before or could have happened afterwards.
Yes, it could have definitely happened afterwards.
Was there something specific about that weekend? I mean, why that weekend per se?
It was the birthday of one of the deceased friends.
I see. Yeah. Okay. You've answered a lot of questions for me. I appreciate this. I'm sure this is no fun for you, but I think a lot of us were just wondering how the heck does something like that happen? And just one more thing, though, about what Domiti was talking about. I mean, you do watch, I don't know what TV you watch, but answer that for me, Janiel. What TV do you watch? What news do you, how do you get your news?
A lot of the times when I touch bases on news, it would be through social media, it would be through Twitter, or it'll be through Facebook. And those are ways, you know, young people like myself would get the news. Because most of the time, every time we look at the news, it has to do with, you know, negativity. And that's why us as young people, we kind of like go away from the news, because we kind of like see and know that negativity is going to be on the news. But like I said, I would like to, you know, educate my peers and educate my community over how lethal and how serious this virus is.
Yeah. Good luck to you on that. If you can spread that message and it gets heard, you're doing everybody a favor. I appreciate your time today, Janiel. Any last thing you want to say to our audience?
Yes. I'm going in a few days or a week, I'm going to be hosting testing down there at Loretta Hospital. We have free masks, and the testing is free to get screened for COVID-19.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Talk to my producer off the air. Give her some of that information. I'll make sure we pass that along, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Janiel Wright is the young man that hosted that party you've heard about. A contrite Janiel Wright. Mom didn't speak to him for a couple of days.